So immediately before this gospel, Jesus has been telling his apostles about the end times, warning them about the tribulations which are to come. And perhaps he senses that they're getting a bit freaked out by that. They're worried about how they will endure. And so in our gospel, it says that Jesus told his disciples a parable about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. And so we have the wonderful parable of the woman and the dishonest judge, a parable about persistence in prayer, about not giving up, about maintaining hope in what you're praying for, hope that God will answer. But I want to focus today on our first reading from the book of Exodus. Our reading is from the middle of the book. God has led the people of Israel out of Egypt. He's defeated the Egyptians, drowned them in the middle of the Red Sea. He's given them food and water, miraculously, you know, the manna in the desert. But now this enemy tribe, the Amalekites, come and attack the people of Israel. So what do the people do? Moses tells the people to get ready for battle. Meanwhile, he will be up on top of the hill interceding for the people in prayer. He keeps his hands raised up, praying for the people, praying for victory in the battle. And it says, as long as he kept his hands raised up, Israel had the better of the fight. But when he let his hands rest, Amalek had the better of the fight. And it's not that Moses' hands or the staff have magic powers or anything like that. The strength comes from the Lord. It's the Lord who's blessing his people, who's giving them strength for battle and blessing their efforts. But notice what Moses does. He knows there's a big battle coming up, and so what does he do? Did he just tell Joshua, all right, you're the general, go make your battle plan, go out there and fight, and it'll go well? No, he knows there's a big battle, and so the first thing he does is he turns to God in earnest prayer, asking for victory. How often do we do that? The Christian life is a struggle against sin. Each day is a battle. And yet, how often do we just go into battle with no spiritual preparation, without asking God to give us strength in the fight, to give us victory? Now, sometimes in confession, someone will confess that they're having trouble with a particular sin. They can't seem to overcome it. And I often ask them, well, what do you do for prayer? Do you have a daily habit of prayer that you do? And sometimes I say, you know, I don't really have a daily habit of prayer. I try to pray sometimes, but I often don't get it in. And I point out to people, you know, those two things are probably related. You're not going to have much success in fighting off temptations if you're not being faithful to prayer. It's like the battle against the Amalekites. When Moses' prayer falters, when his hands get tired and he lowers them down, the enemy has the better of the fight, and Israel starts to lose. Because the strength comes from the Lord, both in the battle in the first reading and in the battle of our Christian lives. The strength to fight and to conquer doesn't come from ourselves. It comes from God. And so the smart thing to do is to ask for that strength. Now, of course, this takes humility. Because we like to think that we're strong. We like to think that we can handle whatever comes our way on our own. We like to be independent. We hate to be dependent upon anyone, even on God. That's pride. We're proud by nature. So by nature, unless we're already humble, we just begin the day and we expect that we can deal with all the difficulties and temptations that come our way. We don't think of asking for help. We don't think to have that until we're already in trouble, until we're losing in the fight. But the smart thing and the humble thing is to be like Moses, to ask for help before the fight even begins, because we know we're going to need it. Each day we have enemies to fight. We don't have hordes of Amalekites rushing towards us, but we do have other enemies. We have frustrations temptations to get angry. We have traffic. We have the challenge of being kind and loving towards those who are different than us. We have lust, always trying to corrupt our relationships with others, to turn from truly loving them to using them, always trying to damage or destroy marriages and families. We have gossip, trying to make us damage the good name of another just to make ourselves appear interesting and connected and smart. We have technology, the internet, TV, our phones, Facebook, Netflix, video games, what have you, always trying to draw our attention, competing for it, trying to suck away more and more of our life to prevent us from giving attention to what really matters, God and our family, our vocation. Technology tries to immobilize us, to prevent us from doing anything, and all the while, it feeds us lies from our culture to undermine the truths of the faith, to desensitize us to evil and sin. We also have the enemies of worry, fear, anxiety, despair, trying to block out our vision of God, to eclipse it, to make us doubt his goodness, trying to steal our hope and our joy, make us forget that God still has a plan, that we're still within his providence. We often have suffering, physical or emotional pain, which tries to make us doubt God or resent him instead of being with Jesus on the cross in the midst of our pain. We have our enemies, these enemies and so many more, and we have to face them in battle every day. And so the smart thing to do is to ask for help in that battle every day. It's like in the Our Father, we pray, give us this day our daily bread. We ask for strength to get through this day, and tomorrow we'll ask for strength for the next day, because we know we'll need it every day. It's a good bet that at some point in the day there'll be a temptation to lust or to anger or to whatever else. As we get more experience, we tend to know which enemies we struggle against. That's why traditional wisdom is to pray in the morning and to pray especially for those areas in which we know we're weak, where we know we tend to lose in the battle. Lord, help me be patient this day, even when the traffic is really annoying. Send your Holy Spirit to be with me. Help me to be at peace and be patient and charitable with all those I meet. That's being like Moses. That's planning the battle around the prayer. Of course, prayer is about a lot more than simply asking for help with temptation. It's primarily about experiencing the love of God, about spending time with him. But sin blocks that relationship with God. And so the fight against sin is very important. It is foundational for our spiritual life. And there's also in the first reading that beautiful detail that as the battle goes on, Moses' arms are getting tired from standing there with them raised up all day in prayer. And so his two companions, Aaron and Hur, are there to help him, to support his arms. Our prayer isn't just about us and God. God made us a people of community. We support each other in our needs and weaknesses. And there's a special power that comes from praying with others. As Jesus said, where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them. That's why we pray together here at Mass. That's why it's so powerful to pray with your spouse, to pray together with your family. Almost always if my family's on a long car ride together, we pray the rosary together. We would pray together at night oftentimes. At the rectory, Father Kevin, myself, and Father Brian will often pray night prayer together, sometimes another hour from the breviary. It's a beautiful and powerful thing to pray together in community. For a true Christian, each day is a battle. Never go into battle unprepared. Always turn to God in prayer and ask him to give you strength and victory in the fight.